Kenya and Zimbabwe settled on similarly flawed power-sharing models after foreign diplomatic intervention. Power-sharing in Kenya and Zimbabwe has set a dangerous precedent. Incumbents can now calculate that if they lose elections, waging violence and refusing to step down can facilitate the formation of a power-sharing government in which they will keep most of their power. This threatens to reverse the gains electoral democracy has made in Africa. Armed coups were an effective means of reversing democracy in the 60s and 70s. Power-sharing governments threaten to become the new coups. Moreover, the peace and stability delivered by power-sharing governments in Kenya and Zimbabwe may simply represent the calm before the storm. For instance, Kenyan groups have been arming in preparation for the next election. In Zimbabwe, military bases that ran the 2008 violence have not been disbanded. Kenya and Zimbabwe are likely to experience more violence around coming elections.